What will Auburn's starting basketball lineup look like next year? Should we expect any uniform changes with the Nike switch? And is this the most dominant Auburn basketball team of all time? It's time for another Barn Takeover.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the boog, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Yes, sir, we're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five, and we are ready to get after it. Happy Thursday, everyone's favorite time of the week. It's time for another Barn Takeover. Dadgummit, it's time for another one. Last week felt like it was too far away. It's time to get after it and get another one. That's where the members of the barnauburn.com submit their questions on Wednesdays. I pick some of the better ones, the more entertaining ones, and we answer them on the show and have some fun. We help. So if you have multiple good questions, hey, I'll put them all in here. So if you want to sign up for the Barn and jump in to the action on Wednesdays, and I'm working on a new feature that I'm going to, you know, drop here pretty soon that I think will be fun as well. Jump on in. But I want to dive straight into the questions. Before we do that, you know, we got to give a shout out to Uncle Keith's Red Sauce. Go to UncleKeith'sRedSauce.com. Use coupon code BARN25 for 25% off. Look, guys, this code's only going to last for just a couple more days. I think it expires at the end of the month. We may have a new promotion shortly after that. We're going to stick with Uncle Keith's, but we may have a new promotion. But if you definitely want to take advantage of the 25% off, you need to do it. If you've been curious, if you've been on the fence, make sure you take advantage of it before the end of the month and save big. You buy in bulk and save, and then you get 25% off and save. Auburn family, good Southern style salsa that you can buy in the store. If you can't get it online, you can go to Publix's all across the state. Any Publix across the state of Alabama. Piggly Wiggly's all in Birmingham. Just about anywhere in the state of Alabama you can find it. But if you're not in Alabama, definitely check it out online and make sure you take advantage of the coupon code. Uncle Keith's Red Sauce, it's good, y'all. All right, let's hit the first question. This is a good one. Sorry, this is I Cray. I forgot to put his name on there. I Cray is the MVP of the show today. D Moultrie was the MVP of last week's show. I Cray is the MVP of this show. He had a bunch of really good questions. What do you think the starting lineup will look like next year for basketball? I know with these new rules, we have a chance to bring back a few big pieces from this year's team. Okay, so who are we talking about here? And what are we talking about? If the JUCO rule and the Division II rule goes through, and what I think they're going to do to remedy this, and what the JUCO rule and the Division II rule are, is basically there were lawsuits that those years that you played in those divisions should not count against your NCAA eligibility because you couldn't really earn NIL at that point in time. Now you can, but it's not fair because we were there, now we're here, and we have less years to make money than everyone else. So they ruled in favor on the JUCO that for at least one more year. But I think what they're going to end up doing is just give a blanket 5 years of eligibility. Okay, I think that's what's going to end up happening. It's sort of like a middle of the road compromise, I guess. So no red shirts, just 5 years of eligibility period. 5 years to play five. And if they do that, if they just go with the JUCO and the if they just go with JUCO and D2, that would open up Chad, Denver, and Cheney to be able to come back. And I'm not counting guys that can just come back anyway, like Tahad. If they go with the five-year blanket, that would open up Miles Kelly to be able to come back. Now, I think it's much more likely that the D2, JUCO's already got a waiver, okay? So Chad can play. It's possible Denver may be able to play again. And if the D2 goes through, you got Chaney. So I'm banking on the waivers for those three. And I think of those three, I would guess that Denver and Chaney would probably come back. Not sure about Chad. Not 100% sure about Chad because you're bringing in Abdul Bashir, similar players. And then what happens if Abdi Bashir goes into the portal and you can get him as well? Chad's going to command a huge, huge, huge NIL price tag. And I'm not saying that Auburn can't pay it, but does it make sense, I guess, if that were to happen? I think you'd love to have him back. I think of the ones that can come back, the most likely are Denver and Chaney. And when I say most can come back, I'm talking about of those guys that are borderline. So starting five next year, I think you're going to have probably Tahad at point, Denver at two. At three is probably going to be Bashir, Abdi Bashir. Four, hopefully Chaney. And then five is going to be the portal. I think in the portal, you're going to go and find a starting big man and probably another guy that can play the three and four. And then maybe another guy. And then obviously if Abdi Bashir becomes available, you get him as another rotational piece at the two and the three. So that's what I think. I think probably I'm not sure how Sebastian Williams-Adams fits in as a freshman. He could obviously play the four. He's a really good player. Is he ready? He could give some really good minutes at power forward. Caden Magwood is a killer. He could easily be a backup point guard, I think. So he could easily come off the bench and back up to Hyde. And then Denver probably gets to move to his more natural position. Be a pretty solid lineup if you can pick you out a big man. All you got to do is get you a big man and you're ready to go. So that's what I think as of right now. That's what the starting lineup would look like. Craig, again, all-time basketball dunk contest. You get to pick three Auburn former Auburn basketball players. Who are you choosing to compete? Who would win it all? All right, so my basketball only goes back as far as like the late 90s. So I'm going to go Chris Porter, number one, obviously. Tay Waller. I don't know if y'all remember Tay Waller. JUCO kid. I think he played at West Florida. In Okaloosa, the Okaloosa Walton Junior College or something like that. Northwest Florida or something like that. I think they changed the name to Northwest Florida Junior College, but it used to be like Okaloosa Walton. I think that's where he's from. Regardless, he was a JUCO player. He came in and we sucked, but he was awesome. He had a triple double, I remember, and they like shot confetti. It was crazy. He could dunk it really well. And then my last one, this one's out of the box, but there was a kid, I think it was during the Barbie era, that we signed, and his name was Shaquille Johnson. And if y'all remember, Shaquille had the most incredible highlight reel in high school basketball that I think I've ever seen. Dunk reel. He actually won high school dunk contests. Like, he would go do dunk contests, and he couldn't do anything else, but he could dunk. So I got to throw him into the contest. And then if I had to pick a winner, I'm going to have to go with I'll just go with Chris Porter. I think Chris Porter would probably win it. But Chris Porter, Tay Waller, and Shaquille Johnson, honorable mention would be right now. Gosh, Ja'Kai Howard would have to be on the list. And then Devin Cambridge. I think Devin Cambridge had some pretty sick highlight reel dunks as well. He was a dunker in high school as well, but that's who I'd go with. Who would you go with? Did I miss anybody? I only had three. I had to pick three. So if you got others, who would you drop off my list to add, I guess? Let me hear what you think in the comments. This one's tough. Name your all-time Auburn starting five in basketball with players from any sport outside of basketball. See, the problem is I don't know who was good at basketball that's outside of basketball. So I'm just going to go based off of what I think. I'm just going to go what I think and size and fit and things like that. So my center would be King Dunlap. because I think he's the tallest non-basketball athlete that I can think of. I think he was somewhere around like 6'7 or 6'8, and he was a monster. And I think he could be a menace down low, clean up the boards. We know he can box out because he was a an NFL left tackle. He's just got to learn how to do it, with his back instead of his front. In his front. So I'm going to go. He could set a mean pick, though, for sure. I'm going to go with King Dunlap there. I'm going to go with Frank Thomas as my power forward. I think Frank Thomas, he was somewhere around 6'5", 6'6", and he was a beast as well. They would just be absolute bash brothers. But I think that's who I'd go with. I'm going to skip to my point guard. And for some reason, I think Tim Hudson was a good Tim Hudson was a really good athlete. I feel like Tim Hudson would probably play point guard. I think I'd go with that. I want to put Cam Coleman. I know has got to be a two or a three. So I'm gonna, because I know he can play. I know he can play basketball. So I'm probably gonna, since he's 6'4", I'm probably gonna put him at the two. Yeah, I'll probably put him at the two, and then three, a small forward, somebody that probably gonna go with like an athletic tight end. Or something like that, somebody like that, or a defensive end. I'm gonna go with probably like a, I don't know, Andre Bruce maybe. Yeah, I think I'm gonna go Andre Bruce. He was good small forward size. He was 6'5". Yeah. That's what I go with. Okay, so my starting lineup would be Tim Hudson. My two guards going to be Cam Coleman. My small forward, in quotation marks, is going to be Andre Bruce because he was a freak athlete. My power forward is going to be, I already forgot, Frank Thomas. And my big man is going to be King Dunlap. How about that? Who would you pick? That was tough. That was a tough one. Before we jump into more questions, we got to give a shout out to Roback. Go to roback.com, use coupon code BUTTON20 to take 20% off. They have licensed Auburn apparel now, which is big. You can get the polo with the little Aubie heads on it, the polo with Jordan-Hare Stadium. They got an orange hoodie. They got a navy quarter zip. I got the quarter zip and the Aubie head polo. They got a lot of fun prints. They have the traditional stuff, too, if you just want solids or stripes. They got pants. They got joggers. They got everything. Got to check them out. You can save big using coupon code BUTTON20. Go to roback.com. All right, back in the questions. With Nike take Rhett Lashley Burner, one of the greatest names on the barn. With Nike taking over the uniforms, what changes do you expect to see, if any, to the current threads? What would you like to see? This could be for any sport. I don't think there's going to be any major overhauls on the way uniforms look. I think shoes are going to be obviously the biggest change. They'll be a lot better. I know baseball's fired up to get out of those Under Armour cleats. I know that football is going to be excited to have to be able to wear Nike cleats, and then basketball. I mean, basketball is huge. So shoes will be the biggest. I think it could open the door for some type of promo football uniforms that Nike likes to do. I know there was a while where they were doing those pro combat jerseys where they would give you like a unique style. I think Nike is also easy to turn around an alternate uniform, from what I understand. Under Armour, I think it took a long time to be able to do some type of alternate type uniform. So Auburn's very traditionalist. The thought that we'd ever wear like an orange jersey or navy pants or something like that seems far-fetched, but it feels like Nike has the resources that if they ever wanted to do something like that, they might be able to do it. But the shoes are biggest, the biggest. The shoes are going to be obviously what everybody's fired up about. AU Conda, with the spring portal coming in, what positions are you looking to see attrition? I really thought there'd be some DB attrition in the winter portal. So I think that's probably going to be what I'm looking at. I think the DB room may have a couple. couple go. And then really though, the depth chart is so layered really, really well everywhere else. I guess the only other place you might see, there were a couple of offensive linemen that I thought could probably portal that did not. Maybe it was only one. I think you're good on defensive line. Obviously, you got a bunch of dudes. You saved some guys, and then you got some really good rotational pieces there that I think will play. I don't see a bunch of guys just hanging out for a long time. So I think DB room is probably the one I'm looking at the most. And it may only be one or two. I really don't know that you'll see a ton of spring attrition, unless you're just trying to make room for new guys. But yeah, I would say the DB room for sure. Out of the current Auburn athletes, who is the least and most likely to survive the Hunger Games? From what I understand, I think I've actually heard a similar question. I think it was something like, who's the most likely to be able to survive overnight outdoors or something like that? And everybody, like all the football players said Clay Wheaton, like 100%. Like, dude loves to be outside in the outdoors. The lineman from, I think, somewhere around like Tampa or somewhere in Florida that we got a couple – I think it was Hugh's first signing class. I think Clay Wheaton would be the most likely. And then least likely – God. That's so tough. I'd probably pick who's the most like you, maybe a kicker. I don't know. I think Towns could probably handle it. Just you get, and then you can't take the Aussie kicker because he's lived in the bush. So you got to get away from him. Let's go with John Allen McGuire. I have no idea. I just don't feel like a punter from Thompson. I don't know if he can handle it. So we'll go. I love everybody else from Thompson, but from a punter from Alabaster, I'm just going to say that he's going to go down, and then Clay Whedon's going to be the winner of the Hunger Games. D. Moultrie, he's trying to get back into MVP. He's got two in a row. Is it possible for any other players besides Broom from this year's team to have their jersey end up in the rafters? I'm going to say – if Broom gets his jersey in the rafters, it will be because he wins National Player of the Year, which I think would be obviously one of the, if not probably the first time it's ever happened at Auburn. I mean, that would be like equivalent to winning the Heisman, and we built statues for Heisman guys. So which player on the team, this year's team, if you just take the 2024-2025 roster, I don't think there's anybody, but I think Tahad has the talent to possibly be a player of the year candidate next year, should he come back, which I think he will come back. The odds are he's going to come back. I mean, I would expect him to enter his name into the draft, along with all those other guys we mentioned, Chaney and Denver and Chad. I would imagine all those guys will enter their names into the draft to get an evaluation. But I think ultimately Tahad will come back, and I think he has the talent level that he could probably challenge for player of the year next year. And if that were to happen, I think that could be somebody from this year's team that maybe could get put in the rafters, next year. And not like Janai's going to be put in the rafters immediately. Like, it'll be a little bit probably, but I think Tahad could probably be at that level. Possibly. We'll see. D. Moultrie again. Is this the most dominant? This last one. Is this the most dominant Auburn basketball team of all time? It really depends on what you call dominant. Like, what does that mean? Is it just the best basketball team of all time? Is it the biggest margin of victories all time? It just depends on what you'd mean by that particular definition. But I think when you look at win margin, this is one of the bigger win margins that Auburn's ever had. I mean, you're averaging close to this season, you're averaging close to a 20-point win margin with a strength of schedule that the closest one, you got to go back to 2018, 2019, and it's like 4 points lower. So you have the one of the largest margins of victory in, I mean, maybe ever. I'm going down the list. 98-99 was 20 points, but their strength of schedule was five. Like, I'm looking at Basketball Reference. Their strength of schedule was five. This one, this year's is 14, the strength of schedule. So that one's one that you could look at, you could compare to. I mean, there's really nobody anywhere close. You're averaging right at 19 points per game margin of victory. You won last night by 30. A quad one game by 30. The bad news is you may have beat them so bad you may have knocked them out of a quad one game. 11 weeks, number one for multiple weeks. It's just it's hard to fathom another Auburn team that comes even close. Like, it's not even really a question. I guess 98-99 would be the one that's the closest. But again, their strength of schedule was pretty bad. And hey, they lost in the second round, I believe. So that makes sense. They were bounced pretty early. Or maybe not. Maybe they went a little bit deeper. I don't know. Regardless, this is the best team ever. This is the best Auburn team ever, hands down. Most dominant, best, one of the better shooting, one of the better scoring, one of the better defenses. Like, you name it, this team's one of the best ones that's ever been. So, and we get three more games with them, and then it's tournament season. So it's going to be really, really fun to watch. Guys, I really appreciate you jumping in. Another great addition. If you guys, again, if you guys want to be a part of it, sign up for thebarnauburn.com. You take $25 off of your annual membership for this year, and then you can be a part of it. And then finally, hey, if you need a real estate agent in the Auburn area, if you're looking to move to the Auburn area, if you're looking to move out of the Auburn area, you need somebody to sell your house. If you're looking to invest in short-term or long-term real estate, give me a call. Hit me up on the email, krush@thekeyagency.realestate. I'd love to represent you. I'd love to help you find your dream home, build your dream home, sell your home, or again, you know, help you find that, help you build out an investment portfolio. I'd love to help you there, best I can. So check, definitely show me some love. I'd love to help you out there as well. So guys, I really appreciate it. Thanks for listening. If you like the video, like it. If you like the channel, subscribe to it. Follow me on Twitter, @_Charlie_5. And we'll be back again soon. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.